You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
What a week to be alive, Patrick, as a sports fan. What's not going on?
Yes, but you got the World Baseball Classic that I don't care about, and you have the NCAA basketball tournament that I don't care about anymore.
That's a shame.
So you can just watch what we always watch. I watched quite a bit of Wolves last night. They were very entertaining. Mm-hmm. That was, you know what? There's nothing wrong with the NBA being unpredictable. And this team fits right in with the most of the league in being unpredictable. And last night they were absolutely tore the Hawks apart with their new coach, Quinn Snyder, who had, they've been doing a little better since he got there. But, Anthony was, you could see he was juiced up to play not far from Athens, and he played great. And Kyle Anderson has been sneaky good. I would like to listen to the telecast and have them not refer to him as Slow-Mo every time up and down the court.
Slow-Mo, that's a great nickname.
How about Anderson? It's a nice nickname, but we can call him by his name once in a while, right? Can we call him Anderson once in a while instead of Slow-Mo?
Although Slow-Mo's I will say this, it's a real nickname. I do like that.
Yes, that's true.
It's not like Andy or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that is true. Even Ant, I guess that's popular enough that people can use it, although I try to avoid it. But, they played real good, which means they might play real bad the next
game. Exactly. That's what I said last time. I'm like, this means nothing.
No, it just means that, they only have 13 left, I think. 13 left.
Yeah.
So the big guy is, when are we going to see even what's the purpose of seeing him? I mean, what's the purpose, I guess?
Well, and, he's always like, now they're like slowly but surely, he's doing this or he's doing something to the side.
Basketball activities.
Yeah, but you're right. It's 13 games. At what point do we just say he's not coming back?
Yeah. Or if he does, he's going to sit on the bench. And if somebody gets in foul trouble, we'll put him in. But you can't. You can't change the whole system to bring him back, that's for sure. When you need you're down 7 with 3 minutes to go, he can make 2 threes for you, so maybe throw him in then. But, this idea that you're getting him back is It's unbelievable. As I said yesterday, though, or Monday. Yeah, I guess that was yesterday. When did we talk about Bud? Yesterday, right?
2 days ago, Sunday. Yeah. Today's Monday.
Ant. I mean, Cat sending out a tribute to Bud Grant was sacrilegious. It was sacrilegious. Bud Grant would hate you, okay? He would hate you for missing 3.5 months with a sore calf. He loved Jim Marshall because he played them all. He loved he failed to start Carl Eller one game in New Orleans with a broken foot, and then he didn't like the way the first quarter was going and put Carl back in. That's the only game, the only time in 8 years that those three guys didn't start together.
Mm-hmm.
Do not you send out a tribute to Bud Grant. You are the opposite of what Bud Grant wanted in an athlete. Don't do it. Ignore it, you fraud.
Don't hit send?
Don't hit send. That's right. Ignore it, you fraud. So so we got that.
Yep.
Then we got the Wild and finally figured out their problem. Kaprizov was, they were spending so much time trying to get the puck to Kaprizov, they weren't scoring any goals.
Yep.
Now they're a goal scoring machine.
Zucky's shooting. Now Zucky's going to shoot.
Zucky's going to shoot. How many of the 8 goals has he had?
He's had 2 in the last 2 games.
2 in the last 2 games.
It's remarkable.
Yes. Well, it is astounding. Although we have found out about the Wild, they don't like playing in lousy college arenas. Didn't Arizona get rid of like 4 of their guys?
They're desperately trying to lose.
Trying to lose them all.
The Coyotes
and our boys have lost 2 in a row to them down there.
Yep.
At least this time they got a point.
But
anyway,
did you hear did you watch in any of the game against the Coyotes?
No.
It was all Wild fans.
Oh, I'm sure.
They must have bought there were Let's Go Wild chants that you could hear through the TV.
Well, yeah, there's not only a lot of Minnesotans live there, but a lot of them are vacationing at this time of year now there, too. So the Coyote fans weren't fighting them for the tickets.
That was a home game for the Wild.
When are they going to leave?
I don't know.
What are they going
to
do?
Well, they're trying to get approval, you know. The Coyotes are trying to get approval to build their own arena, which I think is supposed to, the vote's supposed to take place in April. I think if they don't get the vote, I think they're going to have to leaving.
Get the vote from who?
It's a public.
If you want to build your own arena.
No, but the land, there's a whole thing.
Getting the public land.
Yeah.
And maybe
there's a whole thing.
You're going to improve the streets. It's going to be like the Looney Tunes over here. We're going to improve the streets and do a little thing and give you a break on taxes and then you build the stadium. So,
yeah, and I don't know how much of I think they're looking for public financing as well for the arena itself. But anyway, if they don't get that, I got to think that
where are they going to get people to? The only way they could possibly get it, wouldn't it be tied in with the basketball team and have one that? Because the basketball team doesn't like their arena either. That's old. They did before Target Center did the remodel. They did about 5 years before they did the remodel. In fact, Chris and I were in Arizona at the Fall League. My son and I were at the Fall League for 3-4 days. Saw Buxton when he was in the Fall League and stuff. And they were just opening the new the remodel.
Okay.
Of the old arena there. And whatever it's called, and so that's 10 years ago, probably they did that. And how long ago did they do Target Center? 6, 7, 5. Yeah. Whatever. So
the last time that the Lynx won a championship, right? Because didn't the Lynx win a championship?
You're right. In
Williams
Arena, yeah. Whenever they won that,
Which was again a colossal waste of money.
Lindsay's second to the last.
Season,
yeah.
A colossal waste.
Well, we've talked about that. When the new owners, if they ever write their check out and take over and start whining about a new building.
Yep. Hey, back to Cat for a second. Why do you think this hasn't been a bigger deal? Because, this is the most mismanaged message of a star since bilateral leg weakness.
Oh, yes. Yes. Worse than bilateral.
But it doesn't seem like it's, you know.
It doesn't have that catchy phrase with it. And I took a shot at him the other day, and I got a couple of, it's an injury. It's an injury. Okay. Well, you know, you got to play hurt sometimes.
Well, but then the team also has to come out and tell you, I mean, when Cat has to clarify what's wrong, that doesn't seem to me to be a great idea.
Such was very upset about this on Monday Night Sports Talk, that we don't make them tell us. I said, so Such, what do you think? You see these old gangster movies where they get the guy in the chair in the middle of the room? You think we can get Tim Connolly in the middle of the room, put him in a chair, get some big thug and beat him bloody until he finally tells us the truth here? I don't, you know, they don't tell the truth.
No.
They never told the truth, but at least they'd give you a hint. Now they have a platoon of people trying to send out the message, and if there's no message to send out, they just don't give you one. So
right,
there's nothing you can do. But it is, if I had to cover that beat, I'd be extremely frustrated.
Well, and in Cat's case, what's weird about that one is they didn't do him any favors.
No.
The team didn't, because it makes him
people
look.
There was considerable skepticism about him, but I would never say he was unpopular. I think he's now unpopular.
Hmm.
Don't you?
I think he's out of mind is what's even more impressive to me. I think people have forgotten about him aside from a few Timberwolves fans.
It's, he really is. And I mean, it's an old cliche now. This is Ant's team, but people say, trade him. Well, how are you going to trade him? He's making $230 million. You don't know if he wants to trade,
right.
If he wants to play. Who's going to trade for him?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, who wants him?
Or you're certainly not going to maximize the return.
Oh, God, no.
That's the thing. You could trade him. But
you're going to get the number one and two number twos and one of their players, you know, mm-hmm. and something like that. I don't know. And there's also restrictions as to because they're not over the maximum. They're over the cap, but they're not over the maximum. But they still have to take some money.
Glenn's not going to exceed that tax.
No, he'll just, you know, figure out how to. Hey, if I was Glenn, I'd say, you guys traded for him. You figure out how to get him and Rudy to play together. Not my problem.
Yeah.
Right? And I think he's supposed to be paid off by the end of this year, isn't he, Glenn?
But that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, well, the check.
Doogie tells us they're trying to get more investors now.
Weren't they supposed to give him the next in February, right?
Yeah.
Didn't we just pass? We are now March, aren't we? Wasn't going to be February?
I think the deadline was extended for the next payment to late March, right?
Oh, I thought it was extended to February. No, it was supposed to be
in December's
December.
The last one.
It was supposed to be in December.
Yeah, Doogie tells us but now they're trying to find more investors.
Yeah, but they're not going to have any trouble getting investors. Not when the Milwaukee Bucks are selling for $3.5 billion.
Can't Glenn just find himself a guy to write him a check?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he should have done.
I mean, instead of the Phoenix guy just got a check.
Yeah, Sarver, $4 million.
It was done.
Yeah, be caught, get caught. You know,
yeah, terrible human being.
Screwing with the help and abusing the help and not abusing, but verbally abusing the help and then get $4 million and leave town.
But like the next day it was the new guy was in, you know.
Yeah, and they have the same arena as we do.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, and the Bucks are, you know, this Jimmy Haslam sale now.
Yeah.
I think it's $2 billion more. In Milwaukee.
I bet the Bucks are excited about getting that lunatic. The Milwaukee fans are getting excited about that lunatic.
That surprised me.
Yeah.
But, again, he'll make the payment.
Yeah. Where's his money from?
It's trucking.
Trucking?
Trucking. Okay. Yeah, I think there was something. I think that was the issue a couple of years ago when the Browns, something happened. I think there were some untoward accusations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a little crazy. Boy, that mighty turnaround kind of petered out, didn't it, the Browns? Oh, we got the right coach, and we're on the
on
the rise, and blah, blah, blah. And then they make this. They might have made one of the stupidest trades ever, getting Deshaun.
Yeah.
You know, not only missed 11 games, he doesn't look that good.
I don't understand.
I always liked him, but.
Oh, I did too before all the accusations. Yes. But once he got, once the accusations happened and he got suspended, I wouldn't have touched him.
No, no.
At that point,
it's got to be. He's got to be a troubled fellow. So what did I miss with the job? By the way, I heard something about job.
Oh, he's now
a great picture of him. At the strip club.
Oh, that goes back to, yeah.
In piles of money or the yeah, New York Post ran it. So.
He was in a nightclub, strip club in Denver, I think after a Grizzlies game, and he was live streaming himself. On
with
one,
the gun. But
yeah,
with,
and
with,
the gun.
Was the money there too? He had a full, there's apparently a video out of, he's in a strip club and he's got like $50,000.
I did see him on a plane with his family, a private plane, drinking some very expensive, I think, champagne or something. And now, but the report yesterday now is he is in a Florida, some type of treatment center.
Well, they ain't going to get him off the stuff that gets him high. They're going to have to get to him emotionally because, I don't know.
Yeah, hell of a player.
He needs mental help. I don't think it's all chemicals with him. I think he's like crazy. And just grew up with no money and now he's got nothing but money and he just wants to act like a jackass with it. So.
Yeah, I'd say live streaming yourself is probably the first mistake. If you're going to do that, you might want to keep it as low key as possible, not for the masses to consume on the internet.
And who is he, if he's making it rain in the strip clubs? Why? Who you impressing?
Well, you know, that's
everybody
gone on for years.
Yeah.
We just heard about it.
Well, I know.
We didn't see it.
Is this just to, I guess the other thing is the honey buns, as a gift. Like, didn't James Harden give somebody $100,000 in honey buns as a birthday present or stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's money. There's nothing wrong with keeping it.
But it's more impressive to throw it around, I guess.
Go to the strip club and put $1,000 in her britches instead of a one or something. But
they probably do that too.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know what's wrong with you. I love that guy too. I think he's the most unique basketball player I've ever witnessed. I've never seen a guy could get to the basket like him.
Yep.
What, 6'4" maybe?
Yep.
6'3", 6'4". It's incredible. And isn't it incredible he could be the player he was when he's insane, when he's like nuts?
Well, that's probably the one time he is sane is when he's playing.
But yeah.
And dad's there watching him.
Yeah, dad.
I want to know if dad's still going to the road games.
Yep,
that's what I want to know.
I wonder if dad was in the club with him. That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm telling you, the one thing that I saw, and I don't know if this was streamed out or just, but the one thing is he's got his family on a private plane. He's drinking some, I'm sure, incredibly expensive champagne or something, and the whole family's there.
Mm-hmm. So he flies private.
I don't think he flies private with, away from the team, but this was definitely something he was going to.
Wow. Well, I wish him luck, but I don't know. Having done 30 days at St. Mary's, I don't see him as a guy who's
going to take
30 days of that message is going to work for him. You're going to have some other kind of message.
How about the West now, though? I mean, Memphis without him.
They're mediocre. Sacramento's second now, right?
It's bizarre.
Aren't they second?
But, I mean, could you imagine this a couple of years ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Looked like the West was locked down with its best teams.
And the, the Lakers won like four in a row and everybody was excited. And they lose.
You're right, though. I've never seen, and it's fun. I've never seen the NBA this unpredictable.
No. It's, we still have Houston and San Antonio at the bottom with 15 wins or something like that. They're terrible. But beyond that, I mean, as we've said, the Timberwolves are 0-2 against Detroit.
Yep.
Charlotte beat my Knicks. Charlotte went in and
I'm sure Tibbs didn't take it.
Tibb lost, won 9 in a row, and then he lost, and then against a good team, I think Boston or somebody. No, what they had beat Boston. And then Charlotte comes in and beats them in the Garden. Then they lost 3 in a row. Everybody's semi-panic, and then they go out and beat the Lakers, right? Didn't they beat the Lakers the other night? So
and the Celtics are They lost, I think,
up
to Houston.
Down,
they're 5-5 in their last 10, yeah. And they're here tomorrow night.
They're all over the map too. It is weird. But it's good. What the hell? It's kind of got an NHL quality to it.
It does indeed.
You know who I just noticed really stinks? Montreal.
Oh God, they're awful.
What? How'd this happen?
They fell apart a couple. So they went to the Stanley Cup finals
when they shouldn't have.
When they shouldn't have, and then they fell apart the start of the next year. Fired their coach, and they've been terrible for 2 years now.
How many coaches they love to fire? Man, they find a different. They want brought the one guy back twice, right? He coached him.
Yeah, Claude Julien.
Claude,
the always available Claude.
Claude coached him three times, I think.
Yeah, and so now their coach for the last 2 years has been Martin St. Louis, who was the great little player for the Lightning.
So he's gonna have to walk the plank.
I don't know what they're gonna. I don't know they care about this. I think they like being bad right now.
Oh, how about Fletch? That was overdue.
Yeah. Oh God!
Remember when Fletch first came, we kind of thought, okay,
good bloodlines. The old man was a great GM.
He's an empty suit, though. Yep. And I think totally paranoid. You know, I mean, really, I think he's really nervous about his decisions and what people are saying about him. But everybody was ready to leave. You know. Sail off on Risebrow. He'd been here long enough. But Fletch, what do you have? How many years do you have here? 4 or 5, right?
Oh, no, more than that. More, like almost 10, right?
Really?
Yeah, because Reiser left in like, I think he was fired in like 2007 or 8.
Reiser lasted only 1 year with Leopold, right?
Yep. And then he got Fletcher in here. And I think Fletcher, you know, Fletcher was here till the time that they lost to Winnipeg in the first round. I think he's here around 8 to 10 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Because he went through Todd Richards, Mike Yeo, then Torchetti replaced on an interim basis Yosi,
mm-hmm.
and then Bruce. So he went through 4 coaches here, Fletcher.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was awful. The Philadelphia things, they are brutal.
That's not a good market to be terrible in right now either, because the Eagles just went to the Super Bowl, even though they're losing half their team. And the Phillies went to the World Series, and the basketball team's pretty exciting. It's not good to be, it's not good to be number 4 in that market. So
no,
and
they're gonna be bad for a while too.
What happened? Didn't they have
Fletch made some moves that he thought would work, and they didn't work.
He spent a lot of money on 2 or 3 guys who can't play,
and guys got So he got Cam Atkinson, who's pretty good when he's healthy, from Columbus. He got hurt. He acquired that defenseman Ryan Ellis from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
He lasted about 10, 15 games. He got hurt. I think he's done now. They've had a bunch of guys get hurt. But here's how long is Torts going to last now, though?
Mm.
He ain't the guy that I want necessarily with a patient rebuild.
No. It's... Now, Torts was with the Rangers. What's his history?
Been everywhere.
What's his history?
So he won a Stanley Cup in Tampa.
Right before
the original lockout, where we lost the whole season.
Now, did he get fired, or did he move to the Rangers?
No, I think he eventually got fired.
Fired down there.
So since then, just in order, I think he's been with the Rangers. He's been with the Canucks.
Oh, he was with Columbus. He had a fair run with them, right?
Shocking that Torts and Jacques Lemaire have one thing in common. Both of them hate the great Larry Brooks of the Post.
Oh, really? Larry would call him to... Is Larry still covering hockey?
Yeah, you bet he is.
And throwing bombs?
Larry once, I think he confronted Torts during a presser and said, if you're not going to effing answer our questions, to which Torts said, well, then you can effing leave, Larry. And Larry said, I am, and left.
So Larry wanted direct answers, huh?
Yeah, I think Larry was upset about the lack of access and the lack of answers from Torts.
Mm-hmm.
But New York and Vancouver are not the markets for sensitive people.
No, and, you know, probably all... Not all through Canada, but probably Toronto,
Montreal, and Vancouver. I think you've got nothing. You know, you've got packs of people.
Yes,
like the Vikings here.
Yes, and you can't just accept if O'Connell wants to evade a question here, we let him get away with it.
Yeah.
It's not, we're not going to
confront
him. We're not going to.
Toronto and
we didn't
Vancouver.
Have anybody saying, come on, Bud, answer the question, damn it. You know, we didn't do that. I guess Charlie McKenna tried, and he was on the outs for Bud for about forever, way back when. So Fletcher, right? I never, you know, the few times I tried to talk to him, it was like nervous.
He was very nervous.
What was he nervous about me for? I just, you know.
I think he didn't.
I went to four games a year.
I think he was very distrustful, but I think you're right. I think he was nervous about his own moves and how he came off because he was a suit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where Bill Guerin is great because he doesn't give a crap.
No.
He'll start swearing and.
Yeah. Right.
He'll shoot about as straight as you can in that job.
We have passed the NHL trade deadline here, right?
Yes.
We can't.
It's done.
They usually wait till the teams are getting on the bus for the playoffs.
But, I love it.
But they're going to get Faber, right?
Yes. Once the season starts.
Is there room for him on that defense?
There will be.
Okay.
We'll create room.
Okay. They like him that much, huh?
Yeah, I think he can step right in.
I think he can too. But when I watch the Gophers, and it's not constantly by any means, he always stands out to me as
and God, are they good?
Oh God,
We're sold out for the Big Ten championship game, Michigan. It's back. We're back for now.
I know. That's what I'm going to go see Bob today and kind of talk to him about that because he was the guy that said if we win, they'll be back. And
he's right.
Who's back? Is it a young? It looks like a younger crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, the students are back, but.
Yeah, and the students, like, to their credit, were coming back before.
Those corporate people didn't have tickets anymore. I mean, a lot of them had canceled
It's a good question.
I wonder who it is. It's not the old guys.
I'm sure you can find out.
It's not the old guys in bar jackets from the east side of St. Paul that they used to fill up the arena on Friday and Saturday.
I'm just glad that hockey is back because basketball is so sad and depressing.
Oh, God,
it's nice to see hockey being back.
Yes, and the women are up in Duluth trying to win the championship too. It's Friday and I think the title game Saturday.
Did I see a forecast that they're going to get some ridiculous amount of snow?
Really?
Up there this week, like 18 inches?
Ooh. Well, I was considering driving up for the championship game Sunday, but if there's 18 inches of snow... Good luck to you, fellas, ladies.
Send Chipper.
Yeah.
Hey, Chip, you go.
I left there in May of 1966 after 4 months, May 2nd, 1966, heading to St. Cloud to work under that autocratic boss, Augie, at the St. Cloud Times.
Yep.
And it was snowing like hell on May 2nd when we drove out of there. So... It can happen in Duluth at any time. That's for sure.
Well, look at here.
Oh God, it's terrible.
This
we're getting
winter.
It again Thursday.
You sell the house in Florida, and we get hammered.
Yes, but that's okay. Every time I read a headline about DeSantis, I say, okay, I'm glad I'm not down there contributing to these jackasses. But also, spring training.
Yeah.
We had the Yankees there yesterday.
Yep.
Yep.
I saw time.
Sold it out.
Yep.
Sold it out. Hey, I'm in town. I think I'll go watch the Yankees. Yeah. You had Aaron Hicks, who's no longer a starter, and he was the only name in the lineup. It's unbelievable.
Oh, so we're done. So we're done with the mandate of, three?
Apparently, you just do what you want to do. Now,
I suppose with
the world baseball.
Yeah, that's a great excuse.
It's a great excuse. Look at that lineup. Look at that. The Cardinals, you know.
I was going to ask about
the
this.
Cardinals generally came once a year, and they would always sell out. And I remember the Cardinals were in town, and they had the place was packed and oversold, and they had nobody in the lineup. And I was out in right field standing next to these Cardinal fans. I was going to ask a couple of Cardinal fans about how upset they were that nobody was, you know, not even, you know, nobody on the team. I said to this guy, I said, the only player that on this team that I ever heard of is the shortstop, Paul DeJong.
Yep.
and he's nothing to write home about. And the guy says to me, I'm his grandfather.
No way!
Yes, I'm his grandfather. And I said, well, that's a coincidence.
How about the Paul DeYoung?
Thanks for bringing Paul with us, because I actually told you I heard of him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm his grandfather.
Oh, my God.
It was down there in right field. I said, here, I'll buy you a beer. He was by that beer stand there. I'll buy you a beer for almost insulting your grandson.
Oh, my God, that's great. So here's my question for you. And I know this is going to seem like sacrilege, but it feels like we're trending towards it. How far are we away from spring training games becoming the backfield games where you can, if I want a guy to hit.
But here's the problem. Oh, I see.
I want Buxton to get a couple at bats.
But they're still going to have him on the big ballpark. Because the reason they have all these games scheduled is because all these cities spent money to build these stadiums.
No, I know.
Otherwise, we wouldn't even need it. You could have 10 games, you know?
Right. But what I'm saying is, are we going to get to the point where you come out, you get your beer, Byron Buxton's going to get three at-bats on the big field. Like I'm saying, eliminate the actual games as we know them. I'm saying go to the format they use on the backfield in the main stadium.
Wouldn't this upset you? If you're sitting in the stands and somebody comes in and sits next to you and says, yeah, I just saw Buxton take three at-bats down across, on field three over here or something.
So instead, you just do it with teams in the big stadium.
Yeah, well, it's...
I don't know.
It's a complete joke now. It's unbelievable.
And ticket prices, I saw somebody tweeted the asking price for like an Angels game in Arizona, Pat.
At $40?
No, it was like $80.
Yeah, it's. I remember when the Cubs started kind of aggressive public, $28 for a box seat for an exhibition game. Are you crazy? And now it's probably Cubs probably cost you $100 to get in and watch.
But I'd rather see Buxton.
I saw a Cubs game the other day. They were out on the out on the field in the back there, the grass hill, the grassy knolls, and just jam packed in there. For no reason.
Well, they want to go sit in the sun and drink beer.
Yes.
But that's I would rather see the big leaguers just get, screw the score. I'd rather see them get at bats. I don't know. I think you're right. I think this whole format's become a joke.
Yes. I do too. I mean, it's spring training is, I always said greatest invention in the history of sports writing. I went 45 straight years, 44 straight years. I mean, I miss it because I'm shoveling snow.
Right.
But as far as storylines, I don't miss it at all. There's no storylines. I feel sorry for the guys trying to make something out of nothing. Although, I talked to Phil today, Phil Miller. He says, you can't believe how fast these games are going. He said, you can't believe.
Did you see the time of game?
Yeah.
Yankees Twins is 2:12.
2:12. He said, you can't believe how fast some of these innings go. He said, and he said a manager who's not known for his controversy but didn't want to be quoted said, this is the greatest thing in baseball history, these new speed-up rules. So they might have gotten something right.
Well,
until a game has ended when a guy doesn't get in the box, and then we'll have, it's a fiasco. We got to go back.
Well, we'll get a fight then.
Yeah.
Like once we get to real games, the first guy that gets called out on a third strike, which I guess could be, so backwards is looking, forwards is swinging. Is this a sideways K?
I don't know what we're going to do with the K. I don't know how we're going to give a guy credit for that K.
This is the type of stuff I think about.
Yes. But I would, before the season starts, I guess they got to give it this. I would goose it up to 17 and, 17, say. I think 15 is a little fast.
So it's 20 with a guy on base, right?
20 with a guy on base.
15 without a guy on base.
And I haven't figured out when can you do this in the batter's box. I saw a guy do this.
Once in at bat.
Once in at bat, you can.
You get one time out.
And then, but the what's
the I don't know what the clock.
Like 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
8 seconds.
That's probably right.
But he said it's great. It's just, for writing games from the press box starting at 6:40, you're going to get to the clubhouse again to get quotes and stuff and wait for people. Now you're going to get lousy quotes, but you know, it, You're going to have games ending at 9 o'clock.
But people can go again.
Yes, yeah,
you that's can. That's my thing. If you've got a family, if you went to a 7 o'clock game, you weren't getting home till around 11?
Because you're starting at 7:12.
Yep.
And, yeah, you're going 3.5, and you leave after 7.
I saw 2:12. I said, thank you, God.
Yeah, it's Phil says it's, I mean, Phil's been down there covering it all by himself. Sue Ann was there for a week, I think.
Yeah, but Phil, and yeah, Phil's doing everything.
Phil has had a month of doing it all alone. I can't imagine what a grind it would be if these exhibition games were still going 3.5 hours.
Oh, God.
I mean, they were 3.5. I was, last time I was down there, they kept all going over 3 hours because, you know, I would do the show from the press box down there at 4 o'clock, and the game wasn't over 90% of the time, and they started at 1:05. Now they're, you know, zipping right along.
And
it's great. Everybody who wants, listen, nobody's more of a traditionalist than I. This is fantastic.
Yes.
Make them throw the ball.
And if you want the alternative, it's available. The World Baseball Classic is not using these rules, and those games don't end.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I just wrote a column about the World Baseball Classic for tomorrow. And, you know, Great Britain beats Colombia, right? Great Britain's got the Vanimal. They got Ian Gabé. By the way, how'd he become an Englishman? That's a Frenchman, right?
I think.
Got to be G-I-B-A-U-T. He's a Frenchman.
Yeah, I don't think it's hard to switch countries in the World Baseball Classic.
Well, Italy, before I forget, fourth generation descendants. In other words, if Giovanni and Giuseppe came here before Ellis Island opened in 1892, you can play.
Yep.
And now you're playing in Peoria. You can play. They were here 150 years ago. Your fourth generation.
Again, I don't think they're really sticklers
Great grandpa. Italy. Hey, it's great. Italy made the final eight. Yeah, okay. And Great Britain beats Colombia, right?
Yeah.
I was reading all this crap. You don't know what this is going to mean for baseball in Great Britain. The next game, 16-6 after four innings, and we're 2 hours and 40 minutes into the game. If the game hadn't ended by their mercy rule, it would have been like 5 hours. Four and a half anyway.
Did you see those Great Britain jerseys, which a little league team wouldn't put up with?
You know, they expanded it to get four more rotten teams in it. That was their. The other thing is, there's now 1 million people playing baseball in China. We got China. You know how many people there are in China? 1.44 billion.
They didn't need to expand it. If that's what you're saying, they didn't need to expand it.
They lost 22-2 to South Korea. Do you think how do you think Jing Ling took that? By the way, I just noticed this.
Mm-hmm.
They put Chinese Taipei, mm-hmm. you know, Taiwan, mm-hmm. and China in different pools over there. They didn't want China to invade because Taiwan beat them 25-0 in a baseball game or something. So. It's It serves no purpose.
I watched a little bit of U.S. and Canada last night.
I mean, they're happy because 45,000, 7,000 showed up in Arizona to cheer for Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay.
They kicked our ass.
Oh, they did. They built. They buried it.
Mark DeRosa took a ton of heat.
Yeah.
The manager, who I think pitchers. Still works on TV.
Pitchers are, you know, they have all these pitching rules. 65 pitches.
Yep.
They didn't think he had enough pitchers to get to the finish line. They're still not in. They got two left, I think, that they could. I don't know who they got left. Is Canada? I don't know who's in what bracket. It's stupid. I mean, if you're watching Venezuela and Puerto Rico, that's fine, except you can watch them anytime.
As you said, there's no good time to do this.
No, there is no.
Like at some point in time, you just have to say there's no good time to do it.
And you're going to build the game in Europe. No, you're not. Czech Republic. Well, the Czech Republic's in it. They got a bunch of guys who would finish fourth in the Stearns County League.
If you're going to build the game, get Great Britain some jerseys where the T doesn't fall off.
Yeah, I saw that.
Gray Britain.
Yeah. Did it fall off everybody's or just
no, just that guy's. But I saw that the Vannable pitching against the U.S. a couple nights ago, and it was just embarrassing. And I had no idea the Vannable was still pitching.
What size is the Vannable these days? He was pretty big.
Not as big as Lance Lynn. Did you see Lance Lynn yesterday?
Yes, I saw Lance.
He's a dead ringer now for Lamar Hoyt.
Yeah.
He looks just like Lamar Hoyt.
That's true. It is funny, though, how good he's been since he was miserable when he was here. He hated it here because he only got $12 million.
He was getting divorced. Was getting a divorce, and he got underpaid.
He got $12 million.
He was miserable.
And right next to him was Logan Morrison bitching all the time.
With his boombox.
$6 million. He got six, and he never got another base hit. I think last I looked, he was playing in an independent league in North Carolina.
Didn't he go to the Brewers or something for a cup of coffee after?
You might have gotten 10 minutes.
That is one of the worst clubhouses I've ever seen, though. Between
everybody said
Addison Reed, who was just a jerk.
Yes, he was, right.
Lance Lynn, who was miserable. And Logan Morrison, I don't know what his deal was.
That was this operation, though. That was Falvey and Levine. Right?
Yeah, they paid no attention to.
I remember how excited we were that I was down there when they signed Morrison one day and Lynn about 2 days later. And holy cow, they're doing something. And then they turned out to be jackasses. Lynn always had that reputation.
Yes.
Though, as he was an ornery, but he's gone to the Whiteys, and now they talk about his leadership.
If he feels he's being paid fairly,
yes,
he's good.
Yes. That's a problem with quite a few athletes.
But he's not too concerned about his waistline. I will say that. God bless baseball players.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are a few that just say, to hell with it. Hey, I didn't see this Gogo thing. I think is Gogo out of the game?
I think Gogo's been out of the game for a while now, right?
No, I think he was some training camp last year.
Okay. But where's Sano? What the?
Hasn't got a job. His father is, his biological father got charged with murder.
Yep.
But it's not the guy he was raised with. So, but I don't know. What do you think? Is he holding out for money, or is he God let himself go so bad
he
can't play? Or?
I don't think. And, you know, he did work out in Florida about a month ago before spring training started.
Did he have one of those camps where they were working out, the unsigned guys?
It's not like he's 400 pounds.
No. God, it's amazing that somebody didn't at least. He must not have been willing to, his agent must not have let him be willing to take an invitation to training camp, though. But then again.
But why wouldn't you?
But then again, with the new baseball where they're going to have more movement and stuff like that, you know, more try to get some guys who can run a little bit, more athletic. I mean, he's.
But is he going to go to Japan? Is he going to go to the Mexican League? Is he going to.
Korea?
Yeah.
I don't know. Boy, there was a bad report. I keep looking it up now. My guy Kenny Vargas is going to sign with the Reds. There's like 20 story. I know everybody copies that. Somebody just throws that out there. He didn't sign with the Reds. So maybe Sano will end up in Laredo, Mexico with him. That's where Kenny played last year.
Is So and that team you said play both in Texas and Mexico?
Half the games in Mexico and Texas and half of them in Mexico. But it is a mystery. And I mean, last year at this time, you said something bad about snow. People were still defending him.
That's the incredible thing.
The blogosphere was still on the bandwagon.
Yep.
You know, look at these numbers. Now he's, I don't know, this. Five different pitchers and throwing 96 up here, he had no chance. He couldn't hit a ball above the waist. And he just, everybody talked about him chasing a breaking ball. Well, he did that after he missed two fastballs that he couldn't get to. So
I have never had a guy fool me as much as he did in 2015.
Ooh, everybody.
When his at-bats looked.
Thought he was going to be, yes.
For his age, his at-bats
remember
looked
the last
great.
2-3 weeks when he started wanting to hit more or he wanted to get to, like, 30 in a half a season, and he started swinging a little more wild, but you just thought it was okay, anxious. And did he show up fat the next year?
Or was he an all-star the
when
next?
When were they going to put – they were going to put him in right field in 16.
Yeah,
I think they were worried he was going to be fat. Well, he supposedly gained like 15 pounds.
That's also when they just told guys, we'll see you at Twins Fest, and we'll weigh you there.
Yeah. Because he went supposedly from like 252 or 3 to 272 those 3 months once he got on big league food and big league money. And so they were, I got an idea. Let's take this guy from Korea with a slow bat and make him the DH and put Miguel out in right field.
That was one of the dumbest.
Dumbest things of all time. Big Poppy. I've told you this many times. Dave Dorsey and I went over and got him together, and we talked to him for 50 minutes while he was eating lunch, and he was eating vegetables and fish, you know.
Right.
Which he didn't want to be eating, but he was eating that.
Right.
And he was, you know, he was big, but he wasn't huge. And he, 50 of the minutes, 20 of the minutes was saying how stupid it was for the Twins to put him in right field, to put Sanu on right field. Funny, they're going to ruin him and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he's got a man that big, you can't play in the outfield, you know, and he was.
And he was never going to embrace it. That's the other thing is if they thought he was going to embrace weight loss because he's playing right field, they were sadly mistaken.
That was, as I've said, that was one of the years I was there early in, it's late January, I think, or early February, or at least February 3rd, 4th, maybe. And Brad Style was on the MLB Network saying, a TV, yeah, he's down there working out. We got his special outfield instructors. And, you know, a couple hours later, I'm there, and Ozzie Arcia is trying to teach him how to play right field, but they were actually in left field because they didn't want to walk all the way over to right field.
And didn't you say he disappeared and went to like to New York?
Yeah, he went to New York for a card signing or something and didn't come back until the opening of training camp.
Nobody was as happy when you sold the condo as the Minnesota Twins. You drive over there because you were bored, see something, and it would get back here.
And there was like five or six guys who were there all day long who I got to know. And what have you seen today, fellas? Well, you know, Sano came out and then he walked back to the clubhouse.
Yeah, I think your all access card would be gone by now.
Yeah, probably. They probably didn't.
I think the access like card.
Yeah, right.
Might have been revoked by this point.
Yeah, I wouldn't burst into the clubhouse without being invited.
But you would just see things.
Yes. Oh, it was great.
All right, what else you got before we wrap it up?
What are we missing? State hockey tournament, unbelievable, 20,000 people. On
Phenomenal
Friday.
Tournament, too, including Class A, which
Class
I don't
a
even
was
like
good.
The Class
the
A.
The first round of Class A sucked.
Yeah, but the championship game was phenomenal.
Yeah,
Matamita come back against War Road.
And both the semis were close, too, right? Orno overtime and...
Edina.
Edina
blew the lead.
No, the semis and A were both good games, right?
Yes.
War Road, Matamita, Hermantown, Matamita, and then I can't remember who, War Road, Orono. So he had four good teams in the semis, too.
And the double A was fantastic.
Yeah, but Friday night, 20,000, they announced.
Yeah.
20,000!
Yeah, that's what, I mean, But it's funny. Every year we act surprised, and every year it's like, this is how this tournament, that's what makes it, you know.
I was driving home from where Saturday? Where was I? Where'd I been on Saturday?
Didn't you go to the Class A game for a while?
I wrote my bud count.
Yeah.
So I was done about 5.
Yep.
So I was driving home. They were a lot. You got the Looney Tunes. Mm-hmm. You got the hockey tournament.
Yep.
And you got the you got the hockey tournament, and you had, what else did you have? You had the Gophers. Did you have the Gophers?
Yep, Gophers late. 8 o'clock.
Gophers play at 8 o'clock. They were lined up way past Highway 100 trying to get through Satan's Tunnel. And you got to make a move. You got to figure out another option, ladies and gentlemen. You can, you know, we're only letting one car about every 30 seconds get through there. And then when they get in there, they're stuck.
Yep.
It was, I wonder how many people missed face-off over in St. Paul at that they were in line for 2.5 hours.
Yep.
That tunnel will never be fixed, will it? There's nothing to do with it.
No, you can't.
You can't.
It's locked.
Yeah.
It's there's nothing you can do with it.
Yeah, we're absolutely screwed. It's that thing, unexpected days it is, but it's amazing to me when all it takes is when the Wild are home. Because I always remember Sid telling us that people weren't going to go to St. Paul to see a hockey game. Well, there's a lot of people coming from the direction of Wayzata.
It's all Edina, Minnetonka.
That are
it's Woodbury from the
up
east,
at 5 o'clock, and then 4:30 in the afternoon.
Edina, Wayzata, yeah. Minnetonka.
Yeah, it's
why the Loons didn't start at 1 o'clock is beyond me.
Yes, why didn't? Because of Apple TV.
No,
all
I know.
All the games are 7:30, I think.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
give me up.
They were playing in pretty good snow, right?
Yeah.
We're still the home of the Loons, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Dan Terra, Jonathan Harrison.
Oh, John, they're doing the game. Because our guy Callum is gone, right?
He is now doing Apple TV stuff. And Kendra was here doing the Apple analysis. Okay. She's on as well. But yes, we don't have... It's like football now. We don't have set announcers.
Yeah. TV. Yeah.
Right. TV. Yeah. Callum moved to TV, New York, if I'm not mistaken. He's not based from New York.
Does he still have a hard time catching his breath?
That's what soccer guys do. But it would have been nice for a 1 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah. They should have called Apple and said, fellas, we can't.
Bleep you.
We can't play in a driving snowstorm in February or what. You know, anyway.
All right.
See ya.
Talk to you.